Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're discussing the following case. Chayyadim is talking about Hilchos Seder, Simon Vav. We're talking about closing a box, and there might be flies in the box, and what is the halacha? So we're looking at this from the vantage point of what's known as a psik ratio. So what's the question over here? If there are bugs in this box, there are flies in the box, when you close the box, you're definitely entrapping them, assuming that, according to the opinion, that it's called tzeda. You just don't know whether there are bugs in the box. So you have a suffix what the reality on the ground is. You're not trying to do that. But if we already said, if it's there definitely are bugs on the box, we consider that as psikratia, and you can't say you're not trying to do that. You are trying to do that. If there are bugs in the box, and you're closing the box, it's called you're being mechaven to entrap the bugs. So does this have a din of the rules of Dabar Sheni Miskaven, Psik Reisha, or is this potentially worse? The Ramah discusses the following case. If a person is traveling, he comes to an inn, but people with work in Europe, they would travel with a pot, they would travel with food, kosher food, they would come to an inn, the inn was not necessarily Jewish, there'd be a hearth where you could hang your pot and cook, and they'd hang their pot, their kosher pot, with their kosher food, which is put inside, and they're cooking. The coals, the fire is dying down, and the person wants to stoke the coals, so he's stoking the coals to cook his pot. It's a Tuesday night, it's not Shabbos. No problem. The problem is that there is another pot hanging there, which belongs to Ivan, who's not Jewish. And we don't know what's in that pot. There might be Basar B'cholim in that pot. Or Ivan was cooking there earlier, and Ivan's pot overflowed. And when you stoke the coals, that residue which is there, which is still edible, is going to be cooked as you stoke the coals. So you're doing the Isser Bishul Basar B'cholim. Now, you don't know whether that's true or not. It's a question what the reality on the ground is. You're not sure what the reality is. But you know if it's there, you're definitely doing an Isser. On the other hand, you don't know if it's there. So can you use the rules of Dabar Sheni Miskaven? You're not trying to cook Basar B'cholim. You're trying to stoke the coals to cook your pot, which is a kosher pot. But you might definitely be doing an act of stoking the coals. So can we apply the rules of Dabar Sheni Miskaven to the situation? So we already said in a case where a person is intending to eat and there's a piece in front of him, he's not sure if it's kosher or treif, he can't be makel. Person is being oisik in an act of schlepping a chair, and it may cause making a charitz. So we look at making a charitz as a separate action, independent of the schlepping of the chair. If it's definitely going to happen, so then we don't differentiate. So we hear, and the possibility that there's basar b'cholim there is definitely going to happen. So it's a psik ratio. You are just lacking the knowledge whether the psik ratio is there or not. It's a suffix psik ratio. Dabar Sheni Miskaven means it might not happen, which means it's a causative effect. You're doing A, which may cause B. You're not sure if it's going to cause B or not. Secretion means it's definitely going to cause B. Over here, there's no causation at all. It's there already. When you soak the coals, you're cooking basar b'cholim. You don't have to say that it may cause basar b'cholim to be cooked. It's the reality on the ground. You're just lacking the knowledge. So in that sense, it's not doimah to schlepping a chair, which may cause making a hole. It's schlepping. The reality is on the ground already, which is more akin to the case of I have a piece of meat in front of me, I'm not sure what type of meat it is. So Dabar Sheni Miskaven, even though that's not my kavana, since it's potentially a psik ratio, we remove that aspect. So we have an action which, if there is basar b'cholim there, this is an action of cooking basar b'cholim. It's not your kavana, it's irrelevant, because psik ratio is considered like you have kavana. So we say, listen, you're being miskaven to cook basar b'cholim. Elamai what? You're not sure if there was Bechol over there. So that's like, you're not sure if this is Kosher or Treif. So the question is, do we say that this goes on Dabashen Miskaven because it's a Suffolk and it's going to be Mutter? Or we say that this goes into what's known as is Suffolk Psychratia. It's potentially a Psychratia. We just don't know. The average scenario, once it's a Suffolk, it's not a Psychratia. But we hear, if the reality on the ground is A, it's a Psychratia. If reality on the ground is B, it's not a Psychratia. You just don't know. So it's a reality. The Mishmur quotes in the Kriveger, it's the difference between the Shaobar and the Habo. The Shaobar means it's already on the ground, it already exists, you're lacking the information. And the Habo means it might be caused, it might cause something else to happen. So the Hetu Darbar Sheni Miskaven could be only limited to a Darbar Sheni Miskaven, which is something which is causative in the future, as opposed to something which is on the ground already. It's with going to with known as some secretion. We need to clarify more about the Shem, which we'll do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.